And now, Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio.
When I pop the trunk, hit the deck.
Y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom, boom.
It's been a long time.
We shouldn't have left you.
Without a dope pod to step two.
We have a lot of explaining to do, but first, he is Jalen Rose.
What up, dope?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic.
And we're putting it on wax. It's the new style.
What do we do?
We get a people.
Important announcement. We have some very important things to discuss in the world of sports. But first, was that your stomach gargling during the intro?
Not at all, sir.
Are you sure? Are we sure? Did anyone else hear that?
I had a nice breakfast.
Did anyone else hear that?
Hear the calf? Not at all.
Oh, we gotta go back. Okay, everyone listen to this. Please go back about 30 seconds and see if you heard what I heard. I heard stomach gargling during the intro before our important announcement, Jim.
Not at all, fam. Molly needed to be at her meeting at 7:30. I ran some errands after that, went to the calf, had a couple of fried eggs with spinach and grilled onions and turkey sausage.
Good for you.
Couple of tall smart waters.
I'm glad.
Fired up and ready to go.
I'm glad that you are fed, but our listeners, we have disappointed. We have left them starving. We have left them without a podcast for so long. But we are here to tell you that the wait is over. Jalen, what is our announcement?
We have to make a confession.
What's that?
I might shed a tear during this announcement.
What's the announcement?
Instead of coming on at 2 in the morning, and instead of doing radio from 7 to 9 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Why are you crying?
We're going to be coming on at 2 p.m.
Yeah!
On ESPN2. That's right. After the first take re-air, your brothers, Jalen and Jacoby, the second most handsome duo in the industry behind
Tony and Mike on PTI.
We'll be on in the afternoon.
We'll be on in the afternoon every single day at 2 p.m. We're hoping that we still will be on at night for our regular nighttime night owl viewers. We're still working on that. But every single day at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 Pacific, you can catch Jalen and Jacoby. You must tell a friend to tell a friend to DVR the series. They didn't tell us when the run was going to be over. You know what I mean? They didn't really tell us when the run was going to start, so we weren't really sure, which is why we haven't been giving you a dope pod to step to, but it is official Wednesday, January 10th, in the year 2018, Jalen and Jacoby will be on at 2 p.m. on ESPN2.
And don't assume that we got canceled, which probably may happen.
It's probably going to happen.
We only have 6 shows in the month of January. ESPN will be airing the Australian Open.
Yep.
So make sure you DVR the show. Don't pick up the remote one day it's 2 o'clock and you're like, they got canceled already.
We didn't get canceled that quickly. The Australian Open, we have the rights to that at ESPN. They're going to air that. It happens every single year. But we will be back strong and we will be in the afternoon spot. And we couldn't be more honored, more flattered, and proud of our staff and every single person that has worked on or listened to or supported this program for the past, whatever it is, 6, 7, 15 years.
And you hate to start naming people because you know you're going to leave somebody out. So I just want to thank every person, whether it's an executive, a member of our staff, but more importantly, the people who have supported this boutique program that we started as a passion project was not in either one of our contracts 6 years ago. And for us to graduate from being a podcast to a radio show, to a late night show, to an afternoon show, only says so much about the people I want to say thank you to. Because Jacoby and I did nothing, by the way. Mm-mm. All I personally do is show up 30 seconds and put on a microphone and talk about sports.
Less and less work every month that has gone by for the past 7 years. That's what's happened as the staff has grown. Now, we can't name every individual, as you mentioned, because this project is a family. It is a conglomerate. It is of dozens and dozens of people that work on this, that shepherd us, whether they're involved 1% or 100%. But we do want to single out four people. Kelly, Baron,
Kels,
Carlos, Lose, John Lawrence. Those are four people that were very much influential in the formation and the maturation and evolution of this project that have all moved on to other things. So we want to give them a salute. But mainly we want to say this to our listeners. Because today, we don't have a television show today. This is just a podcast giving you a dope pod to step to because it's been so long. And don't forget, we'll be answering your questions from our Jalen and Jacoby Twitter feed. We'll be answering your questions if you call 985-80-JALEN. We want to hear from you. Ask us questions there. And in our subreddit at reddit.com/JalenandJacoby. Every single day, we'll be taking questions from you because we just want to say to you guys, thank you guys so much. We will not change. We always joke that we've sold out.
We're not done.
We've always joked that we've sold out, but the people that gave us this opportunity at 2 p.m., they've already seen what we are. This isn't a new show that's launching. So we're not about to remix the whole thing and start forcing topics that we wouldn't normally talk about or start doing baseball breakdowns or updating you on the hockey standings. We're not going to start talking about whether or not Tony Romo should come back. We're not going to talk about Brett Favre every day. We're not going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys and what they should do with Dak Prescott. We're not going to force topics. We're going to keep giving you what we've been giving you for years and years. It'll just be a little bit earlier, but mainly just DVR the show. Go to your DVR, get your series manager. It's a half an hour. It starts at 2 p.m. on ESPN2. There will be re-airs, but make sure you set your DVR to DVR this show and tell your friends to do the same.
And also, we'd be remiss if we didn't give a humble, enthusiastic level of gratitude to John Skipper.
Yep.
Our former boss.
Shout out.
Norby Williamson. Connor Schell.
Yep.
Kevin Wilds.
Yep.
Those are the individuals that allow us to get a people what they want. And yep. Last but not least.
You gotta do it.
Last but not
least.
You
gotta do it. The biggest one.
The last but not least.
The biggest one.
Pull out your cell phone right now at the Podfather and thank him very much because I'll never forget the look on his face when he walked in the studio and all of his pictures were down and mine were up.
Stuff was up. It broke his heart. He saw what happened. He hadn't been in the studio for a while. We were doing our thing every week. Jalen was in here bringing stuff from home and putting it up on the wall. And I'll never forget when Bill walked in here, looked around, he was like, the studio they built for me, they actually built for themselves. I see what happened here. Make sure you show your appreciation to the Podfather on Twitter. He will always be sort of the first person that said, why don't you two do a podcast together, and gave us the green light and everyone else. But I do want to stress to the audiences, this podcast audience is first and foremost in our mind and in our hearts. And one thing that we won't do is this feed will not turn into, oh, guess what? They're going to rip the audio from the television show and just put that out as a podcast. Every single day we will record exclusive content just for our podcast listeners. We're not going to give you a 22-minute podcast every single day of us laughing at videos that you can't see. We're always going to record. We're always going to record exclusive content. We're always going to take your questions from our voicemail line. We're always going to take your Twitter questions. We're always going to take questions from the subreddit. That's something that we will never stop doing. And we're always going to be the same. You know, things are going to change. Nothing changes but the time we record. You know, and Jalen's been complaining about the time we record for how many years now? 2 years?
Yes, indeed.
So when you always wanted to record earlier, record earlier, record earlier. And now here you go. You get what you want. You got no more excuses, Jalen. You got no more excuses.
And for those that love the pod, understand why I always wanted us to record earlier. Our staff works really hard to get you quality content to enjoy. But if it doesn't come out until midnight, a lot of times people are really downloading it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to get this same content and have it the entire day, which is going to be huge for our audience. And we always stress, we're not the mega concert.
No.
We're the boutique.
We don't sell
arenas.
We're
the listening party.
We don't do arenas. We don't do arenas.
No. Not at all.
No. We do small venues, intimate venues. That's what we are. And listen, and at the 2 p.m. spot, not everyone's going to love us. You know? And I'm fine with that, Jalen. Maybe, you know what? I don't like tomatoes. Other people like tomatoes. Everyone's got their own opinions, their own flavors. We're going to keep doing exactly what we've been doing. If you like it, great. Thank you. If you don't like it, there's other options on your dial.
And also, you know what else needs to happen?
What's that, Mr. Rose?
I'm bringing the bat back out.
Please do. Can you have the bat on when we debut on Wednesday? Can
Absolutely.
You have the bat?
People
in the control room, please make a note, because we always forget about the bat. The bat's got to come back, at least for the first show.
And here's why I'm going to bring back the bat for the first show. Mark my words. There are going to be individuals, whether they are part of the media, whether they work for our company, whether we work for them, whether it's fans that are going to see me carrying a bat and wonder, why is he carrying a bat?
Why does Jalen carry a bat? I don't think you know. I've heard you answer this question like 17 different ways. I don't think you know why you carry a bat. The real reason is there's a bat lying around and you just picked it up one day.
Basically, you can't grab a bat. Without one being present, I didn't bring it from home that day.
Yeah. You didn't say, it's like one thing that people need to understand about this project, this program, this show is we don't overthink things, you know? It's not like you woke up one day and said, well, the symbolism of me holding a baseball bat as a basketball player, talking to a corny white dude, will really make me reflected as this. Like, it's not overthought. There's a bat lying around, you picked it up, and that's what happened. Why do you sing it to people what they want? Because the first time we ever did a show, you sang it for no reason, and I didn't know you were going to sing it, and you sang it. We've never done a show without you singing it, and we will never do a show without you singing it.
And also, we try to keep it organic. And for those who've been supporting us since day one, tell a friend to tell a friend that the show is just going to get better.
It is.
We're going to get better on television. Our podcast is going to be better. Yeah. We're going to have better guests. Like, we are really about to step our game up. There have been some people in our space, won't name names, but we're really competitive. Yeah. We follow the landscape of what we do. Mm-hmm. And there have been some Mr. Me Too in happening, but this is where we take off.
I like it. Are you going to start preparing?
No.
Okay. What about this? Are you going to start getting haircuts on non-countdown days?
Yes.
Okay. That's a change right there. It's one thing. You know what I'm doing, Jalen? Do you know what my wife did last night at the house?
What?
She went underneath the sink in the bathroom off of our bedroom. She went under the sink and she broke out some of that Colgate whitening products.
Yes!
Colgate was nice enough. When we first started on television about 2 years ago, I started using some whitening products. Colgate sent me a bunch. And I've been slacking. I've been slacking on the whitening game. I have. I thought I was already there. I thought it was already done for life. Nope. The yellow teeth are back. My wife broke out the whitening. She's like, if you're going to be on in the afternoon, you can't be on in the afternoon with the corn and the cob teeth.
Joey's the best, by the way.
Shout out to her. Shout out. We're super excited about this move, and we just want to stress to our podcast audience, this doesn't mean that you're going to get a watered-down television version of this podcast.
We're not doing that.
We always joke we sold out, but we would never, ever, ever turn our back on the people that have supported us, our podcast listeners that have listened for years and years and years. It makes me so happy whenever I'm out and people say, I've been listening to you guys for 5 or 6 years. I listen to you guys every single day. Like, that means a lot to us, and we will never turn our back on you. We will always leave you the dope pod to step to. And you got to understand, sometimes the Australian Open is on and we don't have a show that day. Does that mean we're going to disappear Monday through Friday? No, we're going to come in and leave you with a dope pod to step to. Does that mean we're going to come in every single day, Monday through Friday, even though we don't have to, just do a podcast? Probably not, because we're kind of lazy and we know that we've got the rest of our lives to be doing this. But we will never, ever, ever leave you without a dope pod to step to, unless it's a holiday break like it was. But you know what else I'm excited about this change, Jalen? This is a big deal for me. It's a big deal for me. Because my wife doesn't listen to the pod, I can say this. I don't have to deal with my kids in the morning anymore. I got to come in early to prep the show. I live on the West Coast. I'm gonna be gone before the kids even wake up. I don't have to parent in the morning anymore. I don't have to change the diapers in the morning. For some reason, my kids hate putting shoes and socks on. That's 40 minutes I don't have to deal with every single day. I'm so excited about this. And my wife is just gonna have to deal with all three of them every morning. Oh, it's the best. It's the best.
I know one thing. You better make sure whenever you get paid, you go home and put that check right on the table and don't say a word to how she spends it.
Oh, well, she's the CFO. That's what happens anyways. It's an automatic transfer. I get like $100 a week just from my allowance, and everything else just automatic transfer to the family. There's a lot of children, man. A lot of children. They don't give you discounts. They don't give you discounts when you have twins. I thought they would. I thought you get a discount, buy two, get one free or something. No, that's not how it works. But listen, we want to apologize for not being there for you for the past couple weeks, but we've been preparing for this next step and we've been taking some time off, but we're back. 2018, new chapter, new things, new step in the evolution of Jalen and Jacoby. And we just want to say thank you to the staff, thank you to the executives, thank you to all of our listeners and supporters. It means so much to us. We will evolve with you in 2018 and keep giving the people what they want.
And happy birthday to Courtney_Jane27. One of our longtime listeners and supporters.
Shout out.
Courtney_Jane27.
Courtney gets a special shout out, huh? There's a lot of people that have birthdays today.
Yeah. Here's why. There aren't many people on social media posting pictures of our mugs on their shirt. And it says champagne and campaign.
Oh,
and we
didn't
send it to them.
Oh, yeah. Shout to Courtney. She's an associate producer. She's an associate producer for this week. Thank you so much, Courtney. Without you, we would never have this opportunity to launch on Wednesday, January 10th at 2 p.m. Here, you gotta watch, though. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. When you air at 2 in the morning, you can always just say, oh, the ratings are whatever. It's 2 in the morning. When you're on at 2 in the afternoon, like, you guys got to support us. Because they've got metrics on what that time slot normally does. And if they look at what this time slot does when we're in it, and they're like, hey, well, when we put this in that time slot, it was twice as good. Or when we put this, they've got decades of metrics of what this time slot should do. And if we don't live up to that bar, they will cut us. They don't care how long we've been on the air, how long we've been at this company.
So
please tune in.
For our friends to tell a friend to support your boys.
Yeah.
2 p.m. in the afternoon. Show us that you DVR'd our program. We will also, and I'm going to own this because I'm saying it on wax, make sure we distribute T-shirts. We have some giveaways because you guys mean so much to us. Because without the people, we're nothing.
We're going to do another round of if you send a picture of you DVRing our show, send a picture of your screen DVRing our show, and you send that to @JalenandJacoby, and you follow @JalenandJacoby, we will select another 10 viewers, listeners to get J&J T-shirts. Send us your size, because we don't know what size you are.
No.
And we don't have too many sizes, so if it's a small,
and also,
you know,
when the program is on, don't hesitate to send a picture of you watching the show. Tell us what your favorite topic was, the favorite thing that was said, the thing that you disagreed with. This is interactive.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like your wife when you forget your keys at work.
Hey, hon, you get my texts? I am looking for the spare house key. Maybe I can get through the window. Turns out the alarm works. Wow, it works fast. You should probably call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
The people of New Orleans, Louisiana got what they want. A victory over the Panthers, a 31-26 victory. After the game, Sean Payton was lit in the locker room. Jalen, Sean Payton getting down. Soft move or boss move?
It's always a boss move when you want to get down and boogie, oogie, oogie with your squad after a big win, especially one that takes place in the playoffs. I was really happy to not only see that clip, but more importantly, that was a great game.
Mm.
And what it showed me from the Saints is when their dynamic running game isn't dominating opponents like it's been doing all year with Kamara and Ingram, Flint Town representer, Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer under center.
He is.
And he could throw the football around a lot with the best of them. And now their defense is playing well. I'm looking at them like, since Carson Wentz got injured, I would have had Philadelphia as my favorite. But watching them and watching the Falcons, it's like, man, I can't wait to watch these teams go at one another. And that's not dismissing in any way, shape, or form Minnesota and what they possibly could do under Case Keenum. But, man, they look explosive.
Would you favor the Saints over the Vikings in the divisional round next weekend?
The unique thing is they both play in domes.
Domes.
And so home field advantage is going to be major. The Saints have it. The Falcons went to the Super Bowl last year, and they have an amazing division. Just think about it. Carolina, Saints, Falcons, consistently going to the Super Bowl the last couple of years. I would have to take, both of them have dual running back threats. I'm going with the Falcons.
Oh, I'm rolling with the Saints on this one.
I'm
definitely rolling with the Saints on this one. I mean, if you look at the number of playoff games that Drew Brees has played in and the number of playoff games that Case Keenum has played in, I just have to think the playoff experience is going to win out in this one. I'm very excited about this game. What did you think about the little controversy at the end of the game over Cam Newton's concussions?
That's not controversial. It's potentially, I'm going to use another word, fatal.
Ooh.
The NFL has a major problem on its hands. And for those that have closely listened to our program and watched our handsome faces all year, we've talked about this consistently. And it's not just the opioids. It's not just so many things that I could get into that has turned people away from being enthusiastic about their kids playing football or fans watching football. The number one issue is one they still have yet to address, and that's one of concussions. I've seen multiple players this year fall to a knee or lay on the field like they were basically unconscious after they've taken a major hit. A few of these players actually go to the sidelines. There are people who are team doctors, NFL officials, whoever they represent, and constantly allow multiple players without really testing, giving them a real protocol of whether they were getting a concussion or not. And then what I saw with Cam Newton, it was just horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen play sports. Okay. When he's running to the sideline
and he falls down
like he got hit with a sniper was in the building.
And then he's like, oh, I got poked in the eye. I've been poked in the eye before. I never took a knee like I couldn't walk anymore.
Correct. And I'm glad you pointed that out. Because my high school coach, Perry Watson, who I love, my father figure, always said this. And it breeded toughness in our team. When a player would hit the floor, he would always say, there's nothing wrong with your legs. Get up.
Mm.
And so you just pointed out exactly where I was going. Here's a player that has gotten as many rush TDs, rushing yards, as any quarterback in the history of this game. He knows how to get to the sideline. And for him to collapse the way he did, hey, everybody, that's what it's called. It's called collapsing. It's not falling. It's not slipping. He collapsed. And so when your bearings are to the point where his were, no way he should have been right back in the football game. It's fatal when I'm watching that with a remote control in my hand.
So, Jalen, the Jags ended up winning this game, and they head into Pittsburgh to play the Steelers. A lot of people are pointing at the Week 5 win over the Steelers in Pittsburgh, after which Ben Roethlisberger threw 5 interceptions, said maybe he doesn't have it anymore. Do the Jags have any reason to be confident as they go into Pittsburgh?
They absolutely have a reason to be confident. Look at their defense. Calais Campbell, big pick late by Jalen Ramsey. Their defense is stout, has been all year. Leonard Fournette has gotten seemingly healthy as he's been all season. He was running wild. And to be such a large man to be able to not only run between the tackles, but then show the breakaway speed that he has is a lethal combination. If there is a weakness, people are always going to talk about the quarterback play and what Blake Bortles isn't, especially when you have more rush yards than passing yards in a playoff win. That's not a formula for success against the Killer Bees in Pittsburgh, who we know are as explosive as it gets in the NFL as it relates to offense. I would favor the Pittsburgh Steelers, but you can't deny that the Jacksonville Jaguars, led by their defense, have been a story, along with a few other teams that I've named, that have helped turn the league upside down. Just think about this for a second. Here's why it's important for shows like ours not to force topics.
Why's that?
I'm going to name you some teams that this happens for all of the time, yet they're not in the playoffs.
Why don't you do that, Darrell Revis?
This is why it's important not to force topics. The teams that this happens for in the NFL are watching the playoffs just like us. And I'm not talking about my Detroit Lions. Meow. Think about it. Dallas Cowboys, Green Bay Packers, New York Football Giants, and the Oakland Raiders. Who, by the way, I am so happy that John Gruden will grace the sidelines coaching for the Silver and Black. Keep getting them checks. 10 years, $100 million. That's my guy. And so for the Jags and so many other teams to perform at the level that they've gotten a chance to perform at with subpar quarterback play overall has been a phenomenal turnaround. And if and when Alex Smith gets out of KC, I got a job for him. Jacksonville next year.
I like it. Remember where you heard it first. Heading into our huge college football playoff championship game tonight between the Georgia Bulldogs and the Crimson Tide of Alabama, we have some very concerning information regarding the habits of Alabama head coach Nick Saban. It has been reported that Nick Saban will eat not one, but two oatmeal cream pie cookies before his coffee every single morning for breakfast. Jalen, soft move or boss move, two oatmeal cream pie cookies for breakfast.
Boss move.
No. He's also got a jar of oatmeal cream pie cookies that he carries around with him and keeps in his office just in case he needs a cream pie cookie. First of all, I don't want oatmeal in my cookies. Don't put healthy things inside my cookies. Second of all, you can't eat processed cream oatmeal cookies for breakfast. Like, that's just not the breakfast of champions.
I'm picking
Georgia based on this new information that I just received.
I don't eat many sweets, but that's one.
What?
I love those.
You haven't had one in 10 years, I promise you. I promise you haven't had one in 10 years. I promise.
In 2 years.
I promise you haven't had one in 10 years.
I bet you I'll get one today.
No, you won't. I bet you won't. Send me a picture if you ever get one. Jalen Rose, you always say that you will not tolerate any LeVar Ball slander on this program. However, LeVar Ball constantly doing things worthy of being slandered on this program. The latest is this. Just a mere weeks after being brought into Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka's office and being spoken about public criticism of the coaching staff of the Los Angeles Lakers, guess what LeVar Ball did? Publicly criticized the coaching staff of the Los Angeles Lakers. In Lithuania, he told ESPN Jeff Goodman this, quote, "You can see they're not playing for Luke no more. Luke doesn't have control of the team no more. They don't want to play for him." Jalen, you know that word of this got to Irving Magic Johnson. What do you think Magic is going to do now?
So here's where you start messing with everybody's money.
Talk to me.
And this is where I want to go. Now all of a sudden, the conversations about high-level free agents, all NBA caliber players going to play with the Lakers, this is where it truly becomes a distraction.
Ooh, you think this has those kind of implications?
Absolutely. Because here's what it shows, that some level of fracture may exist, that it's been exposed, because he's not on the outside looking in, he's on the inside. And they did lose 9 games in a row playing basketball. And so if he doesn't have his opinion heard, which he wouldn't have if his sons weren't playing in Lithuania, and our good friend, our colleague Jeff Goodman wasn't sent there by our terrific network to go cover him. So now you have a microphone put into his face about what's happening about the Lakers when he's halfway across the world. So based on that, he's going to say something.
Well, here's the thing, though, Jalen. If I'm Magic and Rob Pelinka, I'm looking at this and saying, we heard some things that you said about Luke Walton. We had you into our office. We had a meeting of the minds. We all left that room with an understanding that you would no longer publicly criticize the coaching of the Lakers. And what do you do? 2 weeks later, you do exactly that. It's like, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, or however that thing works. What is it? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So what do they do now? Like, what phone call does Magic make? What happens? How do you stop this?
You do the exact same thing. And here's what makes it unique. Because you can't find LeVar. Because he doesn't play for the Lakers.
No.
And you can't find Lonzo for anything his father says or does.
Of course not.
And we see this often in sports, by the way. Certain parents, friends, part of people in your entourage
of course,
are outspoken about what happens with said player. And so there isn't too much in theory the Lakers can do. But again, let me stress, forget what's being said. What this does, it continues to plant a seed amongst other players by saying, oh, there's dysfunction in Los Angeles and they're in the lottery. I ain't trying to go run with them and be a part of that.
Interesting. Well, Luke Walton was asked after the Lakers' first win in 10 games why he took Lonzo out early in the rotation, and here's what he had to say.
Yeah, his dad was talking, so I took him out early. I'm just kidding.
Do you think Luke Walton is truly as unbothered as he comes off by all of this?
He's unbothered by it, but it does have an effect on him, which is why he acknowledged it, on his team, which is why Lonzo acknowledged it, and a squad that's struggling. Again, let's not forget the main thing that's supposed to be happening this year in Los Angeles. Showing that the young players, Kuzma, Ingram, Lonzo, Randall, are worthy of an all-star level player, LeBron, Paul George, Boogie Cousins, to leave a better situation basketball-wise to go play in L.A. with those guys. That's what's supposed to be happening. And when these type of fractures now become for public consumption and your coach has to be in a press conference acknowledging this, that's all bad for everything I just talked about.
And if you look at someone, I'm not even going to say LeBron, but you look at someone like Paul George, things are looking pretty good for the Thunder lately. Things are looking very bad for the Lakers lately. And even this little piece of news, you're saying even this little piece of news of LeVar Ball in Lithuania saying something about Luke Walton can affect Paul George's decision whether or not to come to the Lakers.
Yes, sir. Because it's not a little piece of news. It's the father of one of the players saying the team quit on the coach. Guess who's going to be the Lakers coach next year? Luke Walton, that's not good.
To be fair, this is the same person that said all three of his sons were going to play for the Lakers. So you have to take it with not just a grain of salt, but a whole salt shaker. Maybe even a whole salt mine. Jalen, it's time to keep it moving. We be moving, you know we keep it moving. You know how this works. If you want to talk about it, hit the brakes. If you don't, me, you, and Method Man keep it moving. First, Kawhi Leonard has a partial tear in his shoulder. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
OMG, hit the brakes.
Kawhi Leonard has only played 8 of the Spurs games this season, has now been ruled out because of a tear in his shoulder. Seems like Popovich and the staff are kind of downplaying it, saying it's not that big a deal. What do you think, Mr. Rose?
It's a major deal. Here, when you're talking about one of the elite players in the entire NBA, having a major injury to start the year and then plays a couple of games, now potentially has a partially a shoulder tear. This is major. And it's in his left shoulder. So how about this? I partially tore my rotator cuff, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
In my right arm, okay, my opposite arm, I'm a lefty. And my choices were to possibly get surgery and have a 6 to 12 month recovery, or not get surgery and have possibly a 24 month recovery.
Oh, no, you've been complaining about that shoulder for at least 4 years now. At least
Correct.
4 years you've been complaining about that shoulder. I cannot hear the end of it.
And so, man, this means if it's partially torn that he may end up getting surgery.
Ooh.
And where I'm going is, which likely means he won't play basketball no more this season.
Oh, he'll be back this season, but if he continues to have problems with it, we might see him sidelined. We'll keep an eye on that. Moving on, Draymond Green says there are growing tensions between the referees and the players, and it's, quote, ruining the game. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Jalen, tensions between referees and players have been going on ever since there were referees and players. Do you think this is particularly bad? Do you think this is, quote, unquote, ruining the game?
I don't think it's ruining the game. I think players are doing too much complaining on every call. If you watch an NBA game, you notice that each time the whistle is blown, the team that does not get the benefit of the call, somebody's complaining outwardly.
Yep.
And that is something the league is going to need to clean up. I understand playing with emotion, playing with an edge. Officials do get calls incorrect. But there are guys who blatantly commit fouls and still complain about it. And when that's happening, then it's up to the officials in the league to start dialing back and making sure you hit the players in the pockets so that you eliminate a lot of complaining that continues to happen.
Moving on, Brad Pitt has bid $120,000 to watch Game of Thrones with Emilia Clarke. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Game of Thrones. Keep it moving.
We be moving, you know, we keep it moving.
Very quick, we had a conversation with the staff. Can you name a Brad Pitt movie?
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now.
I don't know why either. I can't imagine why you're drawing a blank right now. Mike, I can't imagine why. Maybe because you've never seen a Brad Pitt movie. I love your film habits.
I do know this, though.
What's that?
He's about to get married, remarried.
What? You've been reading us weekly on planes, haven't you? Moving on. People in Oregon now have to pump their own gas. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Keep it moving.
Okay.
We be moving, you know, we keep it moving.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you, like your wife when you forget your keys at work.
Hey, hon, you get my texts?
I am looking for the spare house key. Maybe I can get through the window.
Ah! Turns out the alarm works. Wow, it works fast. You should probably call me back.
Geico, always there for you, with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
One important note that Jalen and I have to recognize for our podcast listeners is Pod's not going to come out at midnight anymore.
No.
That's important. That's one thing that's really important to us, because we tape this earlier in the day now, which means it's available to you earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So it's still part of your daily routine. You just won't be listening to yesterday's news when you listen to the pod. So if you want to know what time the pod's going to be out, just follow Reggie on Twitter. You know what I mean? Just bother Reggie. Because once we leave the booth, once we leave the studio, it's all in Reggie's hands. So if you want it earlier, just bother Reggie about it. Because once me and Jalen, we don't really prep too much. One thing we definitely don't do is get involved in the post-production of the show either.
And shout to Rochelle and Stephanie Snowden.
Shout out.
Mm-hmm. Stephanie is a new member of our staff. I'm really excited that she's joining us.
Yeah, yeah.
She wants us to talk about esports. I'm not sure that's going to happen too much.
Not going to be able to do it.
But we might throw a bone once in a while. One thing we will never stop doing is interacting. So if you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail as always. If you leave us a voicemail, we'll play it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, what up, dawg? This is Joseph in St. Louis. And I just got to tell you guys, Happy New Year. And also, I'm super excited because I'm driving in our family's new minivan. I'm on my way to Costco to get some Kirkland wine. Jacoby, you know what we got in this vehicle? We got not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8. We got 13 cup holders! I miss you all. Looking forward to the pod. and keep getting them checks. Keep getting the people what they want.
We had a Minivan Mafia development at the Capo headquarters. My son is 4 years old, and he's really excited about the Pacifica, which is basically an upgrade from the Town and Country. He's a very automobile-obsessed human being. And I'm driving around the Town and Country. My wife crashed into something, so the Town and Country's all beat up on the side. You know, we're getting towards the end of the lease. We don't know what to do with it. And we were thinking about upgrading to a Pacifica. And we were riding around in the Town and Country, and my son said this unprompted. He just goes, "You know what, Daddy? I want to keep this car forever. I love the super van. I don't want the Pacifica. I don't want the upgrade.
Q is the best.
I don't care that it's beat up on the side. The sliding door barely opens anymore because mommy keeps crashing into things. I want to keep the super van forever." I loved him so much in that moment because the Pacifica does look so nice. And I want to give a big shout to Joseph and STL for joining the Minivan Mafia. Once you go minivan, you never go back until your kids go older and they can all sit in the back seat. And I'm definitely going back. Also, and you know me, I'm die easy. I'm die easy minivan driver too. Once my kids get older, they don't need to be in car seats and all that. Oh, I'm done with the minivan. Let's listen to the next voicemail.
Yo, what up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? What up, Reggie? Much love to the entire staff. Yeah, I got three things to tell y'all. First question. Number one, who do y'all think has the bigger upside? Giannis Antetokounmpo or Ben Simmons? I'm very curious to see what your predictions on their career will be. When it's all said and done, who will have the better career? Number two, trivial question. Usually I see in NBA games that the team during the second half shoots on the side of the opposing bench. That's what happens most times. But every now and then, the opposite happens. I was just watching Minnesota versus Portland, and they were shooting on the same side of their bench for the second half. I don't like that. I want to see Bruce Bowen baseline threes turning around to the opposite bench and talking smack. That's where I come from. That's my NBA. So is that an official rule? Is that instituted? Like, take a look at that, because every now and then they just, you know, they do whatever they want. So that's that. And number three, I want to thank y'all for three things. Number one, for your high-level sports journalism, especially without research. That's just amazing. Number two, I want to thank you guys for your comedy and just uplifting spirits and just, you know what I mean, y'all funny people. And number three, for your philanthropy, for what y'all do for children, for JRLA. Man, that's just, you guys, I really look up to y'all for that, and I hope to be following in your shoes and just for overall wellness, man. So y'all keep on doing what y'all do. This is your boy, Freddie V, a.k.a. Montreal's King of Funk, born and raised in Washington, D.C., Chocolate City, and the Vanilla Suburbs. So peace out. Much love to everybody, y'all.
Freddie V put more preparation into that voicemail than Jalen has any single show that we've ever done. He had structure. Like, he had a rundown in front of him. He was like, I got three things to tell you. Then the third one, he's like, number three, I got three sub-things on this one. So I'm going to take him in order. I had to write everything. I didn't take notes. I did more preparation to answer this than he did to even put it in. First of all, very quickly, more upside, Ben Simmons, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Giannis.
Clearly.
While either one of those guys are three-point shooters, Ben Simmons' jumper is broken.
We know which hand Giannis should shoot with.
So Giannis being a seven-footer that on a given play can guard five positions, yet take three or four dribbles and go the length of the floor and finish over the top of anybody that's in the way. Both terrific young players. If we were doing shirts and skins, Giannis would be my first pick.
Regarding his second question, I never played in the NBA, but I played in a ton of rec leagues. In rec leagues, you go towards your bench in the second half. That's not how it works in the NBA. How does it work in the NBA?
Basically, the home team gets to choose.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, the choice is basically, do you want to have your offense or defense in front of your bench in the fourth quarter? Mm-hmm. Usually, teams want to have their defense in front because not only do you have the five players on the floor communicating about what the other team is going to do, you should have the entire bench and the coaching staff able to do it as well. So it gives you an advantage defensively.
And then finally, there was something that he said when he was giving us compliments that really stuck out to me. He complimented us on the high level of journalism that we provide. I don't know if journalism is the right word. You know, because that
actually it is
journalism.
Actually,
journalism.
It is.
Really?
Actually, it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Journalism? All right. I'm a journalist then. I'm a journalist.
I know you don't see yourself as a high-level professional, but you are.
Oh, I am. I'm a high-level professional, but journalism, it seems like you should go to school for that. There's rules you have to follow. Those are the people that end up on the ticker. When you're a journalist, you got to show your phone. You got to give your sources when you're a journalist.
What was my major in college?
Oh, Jalen, don't do this again. Communication.
What was your major in college?
Business.
Where did you go?
New York University.
What are they known for?
Film.
Exactly.
The Olsen twins.
So we're educated and we paid our dues to do this. We earned
absolutely.
Our spot. Nobody put us here.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But no one's going to confuse this with OTL either, though. Let's just put that out there.
Now, we're not serious journalists.
Yeah, there you go. We're journalists. We're just not serious journalists, which is his second compliment that we're funny. And third, the philanthropy. Shout out to you and the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy. All right, let's listen to the next voicemail. Oh, Reg isn't ready.
Hello, Jalen and Jacoby. This is C out in California. Just want to give a big thanks. You guys promote the Nas. You promote Nas on your radio show. Being a 41-year-old metalhead, I decided to check it out. As usual, you guys are correct. Thank you for opening the minds and expanding the world of this old guy out here. I do have a question for Jacoby. Being as you are part of the minivan mafia, you can tell me the truth. Are minivans designed to only go 55 miles an hour on the freeway? Are they just stuck that way? Keep giving the people what they want. Thanks for your time.
See, now, here's what I know about acceleration in the minivan. Is you can go over 55. It just takes you like 4 minutes to get there. You know what I mean? Like the engine will carry you over 70 miles an hour. You just have to work really hard at it. You know, certain cars, like a rental car or something you're driving, you look down, you're like, whoa, I'm going 85. Doesn't even feel like I'm going 85. You go 60 in a minivan, it feels like you're going 110 miles an hour.
And I have a second answer in all seriousness that you won't say, but I'll say for you. Precious cargo in the minivan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I stop at yellow lights. Right? I see a yellow light, I stop.
People forget the reason you have a minivan is?
Safety, family, functionality, happiness.
That also, don't sound like 90 miles an hour.
I have a challenge for this caller. Since we introduced him to Nas and he is happily embracing this, I would like you to send us a song from the world of metal that we can play for Jalen and myself and we can react to live on the podcast. Can't do it on the TV show because we have to pay for it. But we can sneak it into the podcast in like minute 40. So call us back. Leave Reggie a message. Reggie will play us that song on the show. Let's listen to another voicemail.
Yo, what up, fellas? Big L out in Denver. No medicinals. Shout out to the whole crew. Quick question. Belly versus Tate in full. Who wins and why? Appreciate what y'all do. Keep on giving the people what they want. Love y'all, brothers. Man, love is okay.
Thank you for the call.
Big L.
Appreciate the shout. We love you, too. And we appreciate all of our supporters and even our haters. That's number one. Yeah. Number two, picking between Belly and Paid in Full is like picking between your kids.
Oh, no, it's easy.
Not going to be able to do it.
First of all, I power rank my kids every morning. No problem. Second of all, it's Belly all day. Because Belly was silly. You know what I mean? Like Paid in Full is a serious movie. Belly is a beautiful mess. Like, it's Hype Williams directed, so it looks so good. There's that weird blue strip club scene. Like, everything looks so perfect. But one thing Hype Williams wasn't ready for when he directed and casted this was how bad the acting performances were going to be. You know what I mean? That's the part I love. I would much rather be stuck on an island with Belly than Paid in Full for all of those little reasons.
I'm going to watch both this week.
You underestimate it.
I haven't seen Belly in a long time. I had to whip that one out.
I want to do a Belly podcast one day. We did Above the Rim Appreciation podcast. I want to do a Belly Appreciation podcast one day. Let's do it this January while we have an off day from television. Again, we're very excited to announce that we'll be on at 2 p.m. in the afternoon starting this Wednesday. But we're more excited to ensure our podcast listeners that we will always give you a podcast with exclusive podcast content. We will not just give you a canned, repurposed television show every single day, because we appreciate you, our core, our foundation, the people that spend time with us every single day, our podcast listeners.
Shout out.